This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Madness with It Must Be Love. I'm Sharad Kutin with Melissa Idris and Tan Chung Han. And the Morning Rant is going to be taking you all the way up to 10 o'clock this morning with a range of interviews and news and analysis. And remember, you can always be part of this conversation by WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899 or tweeting us at BFM Radio. Paul Lau, thank you so much for your tweet. You say, Mathe is 92. What form of dictatorship can he really have? Is he going to spend the rest of his time fighting others or handing over a legacy? He very well would do the hard, unpopular reforms because he needs not to worry about re-election. So that's Paul's position on the question of the criticism that's come from Tunku Razali of UMNO.
No, this is not Paul Lau from the transparency.
No, it's it's his handle is really Paul Lau. So I don't know.
Oh no, that was L-O-W, Paul Low. I think That's I'm not right. sure Lau.
Yep. Okay, there we have it. Now, Zulkifli, Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, I believe, is the new Minister of Health, and he is talking about ways to improve health services, and I think in particular the public health service. But I wonder how many of us have gone to a public hospital in recent years, and what is it that we think could be better when it comes to public hospitals, and why do we often choose private hospitals or clinics?
Well, before we get into that, I think this is just part of Dr. Zulkifli's, proposals to reform or to address various issues within health services. I believe it's on the front page of the papers today, talking about six different measures to raise money, raise the capacity, and look at new facilities and upgrades. So coming back to Sharad's question about what makes us consider private healthcare as opposed to public, I guess the first thing would have to be the ease and convenience, right? Wait times. Would that be something that you choose private over public?
No, I think first things first would be cost.
Yeah,
cost, right? Because generally speaking, the public sector offers healthcare services at a tremendously cheaper rate compared to the private sector. Now, not too long ago, I had the fortune or misfortune of taking three of my family members to various hospitals in the span of 1 month. Two surgeries were involved there. So I must say that on one hand, the public sector performed well above my expectations. That's because the expectations were set relatively low. Yes, there were the long waiting times, but the way they treated my mother, for example, was just top notch. Couldn't have asked for a better doctor. And it was done well.
I have this impression, it's a kind of a prejudice maybe formed in my early days with the people I knew who became doctors, who wanted to become doctors, and who stayed with the public service, is that I think of doctors in the public service as being motivated primarily by their profession, their need to improve lives or, cure the sick. Whereas my general prejudice against those in the private sector is that they're essentially motivated by money, and therefore their decisions might be those which would lead me to spend more money rather than getting me, the best healthcare necessarily. Yeah. I mean, you could have both. You could still spend a lot of money and get good healthcare. But those are my prejudices. And I don't know how widespread those prejudices
are. And they were formed from early days.
Yeah, knowing people who became doctors who stayed within the public service because they were committed to being doctors. I mean, more than making lots of money.
Yeah, and I can attest to that, given the recent experiences of my family members. So, for example, we went to a private hospital first just to get things checked out for my mom. They recommended four different types of surgeries. And we were like, whoa, that's a bit intense. Went to the public sector, they're like, nah, just one. That's it. The other three, it's not immediate. Are you in pain? You're not in pain. It's not life-threatening, so don't worry about it. So you got recent experiences that reinforce that prejudice?
Right. So the idea is that you, in the private sector at least, and this might be completely unfair.
Yeah, it's unfair, sure, but
they're constantly trying to upsell you. Mm. You know that expression, upsell, which is to give you more than you actually need.
Right.
Well, I haven't had that experience, to be completely honest with you. I've had, you know, medical issues where I've been to private healthcare and received wonderful care, and I don't think I've gotten second opinions, and I don't think I've been upsold, if that's even a word, or anything. I wonder whether this all boils down to personal experience, right? It does feel like each of us have different experiences, and therefore we form certain ways of thinking about healthcare. And it boils down to, it's very much like a frontline service where, you know, you have much like our experiences on as a whole have improved when we are renewing our passports or credit where credit is due, whether healthcare is the next frontier where you have to deal with the trust deficit or the perception of the public. And I think Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad is trying to address that specifically.
Right, yeah. And now, going back to your experience, if we may just probe a little bit more, Melissa.
Sure.
Did you go under insurance?
No, I paid by myself.
Oh, okay.
It was a pre-existing condition.
Mm. Oh, you know, I just say, having said that, I've had doctors in the private healthcare system who've done tremendous things for myself, right? And, you know, my GP or my primary healthcare doctor, I think is very good. And the one reason I really love going to her is because she would never give me more medication than I need. She was always very circumspect about over-medicating me. Well, I grew up in a world where people would go to the doctor, come back with 3 different types of antibiotics and as many pills as you could possibly push, because obviously, you know, as we know here in private, GPs can also own pharmacies and they can make money that way.
Sure. Yeah? Look, I think it's safe to say that both the public and private sectors have their respective stigmas that they have to battle, right? I think that's fair enough to say. But I think my bias here, just like Sharad has his prejudice, my bias would be, I think, the stigma that's placed on the public healthcare system, perhaps not as warranted.
Sorry, could I make a distinction which I think is important? I think you should separate private hospitals from private practicing doctors, because doctors don't benefit or profit off your sickness. They have, I believe they have a set fee that's just how much they pay. They don't benefit from, they don't take a cut of procedures that they recommend. You should make the distinction between private hospitals who perhaps do these treatments and
Your GP can sell you more pills than you need.
GP, I have to say, I'm not sure about GPs and dispensaries, but for private healthcare, there is a distinction that needs to be made between what doctors earn, which is a set cost that's been defined by an Act of Parliament, versus what how hospitals can take a cut and profit off you.
Oh, fascinating. So tell us what you think. Be part of this conversation. Taking us to the next bulletin, The Beatles with Help. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.